You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
For maximum invisibility, it's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Good morning. Good morning, Kirsten.
Good morning.
I'll just make sure I've got to twist a few buttons and press the right thing and make sure everything's coming through loud and clear. What are we chatting about this morning, Kirsten?
Okay, desert blues.
Yes.
And I don't usually try to go super world, air quotes, world music on this show because I know you guys have other shows that more focus on it. But this one really, you know, people are really putting it in the pop camp and people talk about it a lot. So it's people from Northern Africa, lots of sort of, they literally were sort of nomads between different countries like Algeria, Libya, and through different sort of wars and government coups, these borderless people moving around in between. And they discovered electric guitars and rock music and mixed it with their own music and made this music that now actually like a lot of big stars really like apparently Bono and Robert Plant are all big fans of these acts.
What are we going to start with this morning?
Let's start with Tinari Wen.
Yes, who were down here actually quite recently. They played at the power station.
That's right. So I wonder if anyone went and saw them and how they had heard of them and do they follow this music?
I think I've seen them a couple times at WOMAD.
And yes, they've been to WOMAD.
Yeah, I saw them, they played a little live session up at Roundhead Studios. And I was lucky enough to sneak along and see them play there, and it was pretty special.
So how many were in the group when you saw them?
Quite a few. It was a big band. I didn't do a head count.
Okay, we're talking 5, we're talking 25.
Yeah. we're kind of like, I reckon 6 of them.
Oh, that's cool.
The Sahara. You can hear it all over this music, can't you?
Yeah. And this song is literally about, you know, it's an ode to the desert, about being the source of water and following your way and the stars around it.
If anyone out there is listening and you want to, you can actually watch the session that Tinari Wen did at Roundhead up the road. It would be on Roundhead's YouTube channel. It's one of the Infinity sessions. Now with Desert Blues, Kirsten, where did it? Obviously, you mentioned that, you know, they discovered electric instruments, but what would be the cornerstone foundation of where this is originated from musically?
Well, these are pretty much one of the main bands. They had started performing around like in the 80s and then 90s, and just as they were like, you know, getting a little older dudes and they've been moving different countries and shifted in and out of places, then in the 00s is when they sort of got discovered, air quotes, sort of internationally. So then that's why they've been around for such a long time. And then, you know, that's when they started doing Glastonbury and WOMAD and gigs like that.
Yes. Yeah.
And so we'll have another artist that's part of, you know, the godfather of this genre. But yeah, these guys are one of the main guys that just, I guess, you know, each decade having multiple lives to the band as their audience shifts. And people talking about that, you know, how rock and roll is supposed to be rebellious. These guys are like literal rebels.
Yeah. On the run, eh?
Yeah. And it was illegal in, you know, playing music where they were first based. So they've been in and around different places, Mali and Algeria. So, you know, the words like nomadic, displacement, exile, I didn't like people kept wording it post-colonial. I'm like, I don't know if we're really post, bro. Like, but just all the disruption that various, you know, colonial histories have done to all the places where they were in and out.
Yeah. I mean, just on that nomadic, the nomadic note, how would you say the music reflects the nomadic experience that they, you know, have lived?
Well, I guess some of their traditional elements with the sort of group chant things and the hand claps. Mm. And then, you know, then you're mixing that electric guitar. But here's the irony I was going to nerd out on today is the guitar actually comes from North Africa.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, that's how Europe discovered it and via Spain, right? That's where Spain's got such a big guitar culture.
Yes.
And so it's sort of like full circle, right? You know, from North Africa through to Europe and then to America. And so that, even like the blues as a music, people will trace that back, you know, to African elements. And so now then these are African artists hearing these American things, and then, you know, sort of, it's like just a natural mix, isn't it?
Wow, amazing. Now, what tune are we going to play next, Kirsten?
So let's play Abdalla Umbadogo.
So you were saying he is one of the godfathers?
Yeah, he's considered, yeah.
The goat.
That's right. A guitar hero, a storyteller. Apparently, was self-taught himself to play guitar at 16 years old.
Yeah.
But one of the big inventors of this tradition.
So what? Is this a new track from him or an older track?
No, this is one of his older iconic ones, I think. Yes. Oh, he passed away in 2020. Yeah. Wasn't super old, you know, it was late 50s.
Yes. I'm going to ask a stupid question here, Kirsten. So, Tuareg, the so is that the region that these guys, is that the broader region when describing the style of music? You know, it's called like Tuareg guitar.
I think, well, I know I'm getting a little confused, but I think it's just some of the names for like the nomadic people.
The nomadic people, yeah. Oh, yeah. Here we go. I've just, the internet has provided. The Tuareg are a semi-nomadic herder and traders living in northern Mali and across its border in Niger, Burkina Faso, Algeria, Libya. Okay. Obviously, the region has been affected by conflict over the years. How do you think that makes its way into the music?
Well, I mean, the whole vibe of the music is about longing, about sorrow, exile, their laments. One person talked about dreaming of a borderless land. You know, so it's just like, that just seeps, that vibe just seeps into it. There's also been a lot of environmental change and damage, you know, that have disrupted the area as well, famines and droughts and things.
Beautiful, beautiful music.
Yeah, and it's cool. I think how good, like, you know, the guitar can sound with some, you know, these other styles.
It's funny to, I mean, My experience of this style of music is through BFM, picking it, one of the program directors maybe picking it up about 10 years ago. And I think there was Songhoi Blues, also Tanarawan and Mdu Mokhtar. BFM has given those artists a bit of airtime over the last few years, and it's great to see its rise, you know, in different corners of the world. I guess that's kind of like...
Oh, well, that's cool that you say that, and it's cool that BFM is, like, talking about it, because I hadn't really heard much about it in spaces I'm in, and one of the artists, a reviewer, had said, well, the endless wave of desert blues guitarists, you know, that we see. I'm like, where's this endless wave that we're seeing?
Yeah,
all this
I haven't seen it. Yeah. Crashing so, like, on our
but
shores.
Anyway, but maybe BFM listeners feel like that. Wow, yeah. We're getting so many of these.
We have, who else? Was it View Fakatori, who was down here? We had someone.
Ali Farka. Yeah.
And his son, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's really big in this area. And he had also big in having a lot of, like, global success. I mean, I could talk a lot. Students write essays on this all the time about air quotes world music. Mm. But it has, you know, seen all these cool artists, you know,
yes,
find spots and audiences all over the world.
What should we play next? I'll let you pronounce this, Kirsten.
Al Hassani?
Anivola? Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what can you tell us about this tune? Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, you don't quite know where you are. You know, are you in Texas or are you in Mali? Like,
so we're in 2012 here with this release from an album called A New While, The Walking Man.
Yeah, apparently he was, in a band for decade, and then this is his solo, more reflective album. But yeah, I mean, just these guys have just been able to have music careers. It's so fantastic. And, you know, obviously, we're not hearing the lyrics here, but, you know, all the storytelling that goes on. And I would imagine, now you might have been to their gig, you get a lot of cool stories, like, in between tracks as well, and them talking to the audience.
Where does Desert Blues, another, like, I don't know, broadly speaking, is some of the different blues traditions meet? Where do they meet in the middle?
I mean, definitely the guitar and the pace, you know, like, you're not really hearing, like, some of those chord patterns here, you know? It's the sort of, like, techniques of twang, I guess. And you get this, we get this in a lot of music all over the world, that the instruments and the voice will kind of match. You know, if they like a twangy on the instruments, you'll get a twangy in the singing. And if you hear it like in Indian music, and if you have a lot of slides, oh, then the singing will be in some. But what's funny is with blues music, like, this guitar sounds like it, you know, could be from USA, some of it. Mm. But the singing is definitely, this more matches the actual guitar sounds. Singing right along with the guitar.
Had a recommendation from a texter saying, check out Festival in the Desert. The Tuareg fighters swapped guns for guitars and started the tradition of desert blues.
Oh, that's cool.
Actually, a couple texts about that. That's good.
on what platform it's on. If they're maybe not. There's people who can watch anything anywhere these days.
Yeah.
But with also having it go on for so long, you are getting multi-generational bands, you know, like bands with like the old dudes and then the younger dudes coming through and, you know, them enjoying like mixing all the flavors of the generations and stuff.
I guess there was a big album a couple of years ago that Ali Fuckatory's son did, View Fuckatory,
yes,
with any, you know, roped in Krungbin, who I think provided a lot of the music on the album, which is... That is a great album.
Now, I did not know you were such a world music dude.
I mean, I think BFM. It's just being around BFM. I think this is... I'm probably going to WOMAD about 10 times.
Well, no, that will do it. You know, you're right. That is a good recipe.
Now, I guess,
yeah, no, it's just it's so great. You know, and just it expands your ears.
Yeah, it's really fantastic.
I'm actually in Wellington at the moment at a popular music conference,
okay,
with some people that do what I do from around Australia and New Zealand, and we're all giving nerd talks.
Excellent. Well, Kirsten, thank you so much for Travelling Tunes this morning. Great little feature today. And all the best with those nerd talks down in Wellington.
Okay.
We'll look forward to speaking with you next week.
Okay, bye.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.